Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, from CNN, I'm Afoma DK with the 5 things you need to know for Tuesday, March 12th. Special Counsel Robert Hur defended his investigation into President Joe Biden's handling of classified documents after leaving the vice presidency. He testified to the GOP-led House Judiciary Committee during a nearly 5-hour hearing and tried his best to stick to what was in his report, even when lawmakers pushed him to criticize Biden or declare his innocence. Although Hur ultimately decided not to prosecute Biden, Democrats criticized Hur for describing Biden as a, quote, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory in his report. Here's a tense exchange between Hur and Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
You don't gratuitously add language that you know will be useful in a political campaign. You were not born yesterday. You understood exactly what you were doing. It was a choice.
What you are suggesting is that I shape, sanitize, omit portions of my reasoning and explanation of the Attorney General for political reasons.
No, I suggest that you not shape your report for political reasons, which is what you did.
That did not happen, Congressman. That did not happen.
According to a transcript of Hur's report, Biden told prosecutors he never intentionally kept classified documents after leaving office, and that he relied on aides to handle sensitive papers. After months of warnings that there was no money left, the Biden administration has announced another package of military aid to Ukraine. Officials say the package worth up to $300 million is now available because of savings made in weapons contracts. Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
When we sent Ukraine weapons last year, we negotiated contracts to replenish those weapons in U.S. stockpiles. We budgeted the full amount of appropriated funds for those contracts. Those contracts came in under budget, so we have a modest amount of funding available.
But one senior official told CNN, this is not a sustainable long-term solution to providing weapons to Ukraine. Republican leaders in the House have continued to refuse to vote on a bill that would provide additional military aid. The police chief of Uvalde, Texas, has resigned. His announcement came hours before Uvalde City Council was expected to reject a report that cleared local police officers of wrongdoing in the May 2022 elementary school massacre. Chief Daniel Rodriguez was on vacation the day of the shooting. His acting chief, who resigned in November 2022, was at the school within minutes, but failed to take command or act to save children trapped with the shooter. In a statement posted on Facebook, Rodriguez said, quote, "It is time for me to embrace a new chapter in my career." His resignation is effective April 6th. Colorado Representative Ken Buck has also called it quits and announced he'll leave his post at the end of next week. The hardline conservative said in November he would not seek re-election. Here he is on CNN this afternoon.
This place has just evolved into this bickering and nonsense and not really doing the job for the American people. It is the worst year of the 9 years and 3 months that I've been in Congress.
Buck's departure will narrow Republicans' already thin margin in the House, where they can only afford to lose 2 votes in order to pass legislation on a party-line vote. It makes the second recent resignation in Congress blamed on dysfunction, after Arizona Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema announced she'll leave the Senate at the end of her term. Coming up, the experts weigh in on a skincare craze that's hit tweens.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey, welcome back. The tweens taking over beauty supply stores have a nickname, Sephora Kids. Scores of social media posts have documented the recent influx of children as young as 8, going crazy for face masks, peels, creams, and gels. Dermatologists say it's nice to see the enthusiasm for skincare, but they also caution against following trends without understanding the ingredients. Some even report seeing young patients with side effects, like rashes and breakouts from improper use of these products. Experts recommend that tweens or teens with skin issues consult a doctor before picking up the latest item recommended on the internet. That's all for now. And if you're looking for a lighter look at the world, join us on Saturdays for 5 Good Things. Available in this feed and wherever you get your podcasts.